In men's college basketball, Mount St. Mary's beat Robert Morris 88-71 in the NEC title championship game to earn an NCAA tourney berth. Milwaukee defeated Wright State in the Horizon League's title game to head to the dance. North Dakota State won against IPFW 60-57 in the Summit League title game to earn an NCAA tournament bid. In top 25 women's college basketball, number 18 Gonzaga beat BYU 71-57, and number 23 DePaul defeated St. John's 65-57. And in the NBA, Indiana beat Boston 94-83, Detroit defeated Sacramento 99-89, Oklahoma City bested Houston 106-98, Minnesota topped Milwaukee 112-101, Memphis edged Portland 109-99, it was San Antonio over Chicago 104-96, and Golden State trumped Dallas 108-85. Over on the ice, Carolina defeated the New York Rangers 3-1, Nashville topped Buffalo 4-1, New Jersey beat Philadelphia 2-1, Phoenix outshot Florida 3-1, Pittsburgh blanketed Washington 2-0, Columbus bested Detroit 4-1, it was San Jose over Toronto 6-2, Edmonton won in a shootout against Minnesota 4-3, and Dallas squeaked by St. Louis in overtime, 3-2. After a cardiac event in a game against Columbus, Dallas Stars forward Rich Peverly is currently undergoing tests to determine what caused the event. The NFL free agency signing period began yesterday, and the Dallas Cowboys made room under the salary cap by releasing DeMarcus Ware. The franchise sack leader was due to make $16 million this season. Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones said he will attempt to re-sign Ware, who had a career-low 6 sacks last season, and is recovering from off-season elbow surgery. And for WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.